In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this fifth Sunday after Pascha, which is also known as the Sunday of the Blind Man. And today's gospel is incredibly rich in spiritual meaning for us. It would take a long time to really explore all the different aspects of that, and we probably still wouldn't get to the bottom of it. But in a real way, we do have something in common with this blind man in that we also suffer from spiritual blindness, as the prayers of the Church and our Holy Fathers have shown us. And we too are in need of healing so that we can see and understand the spiritual truth that our Lord wants us to learn. And last night at Vespers, we heard the following prayer. O Christ God, thou spiritual Son of Righteousness, who by thine immaculate touch did bestow a twofold enlightenment upon him who from his mother's womb was deprived of sight, illumine thou the eyes of our souls also, and prove us to be sons of the day, that we may cry to thee with faith, great and ineffable is thy compassion toward us, O friend of man, glory be to thee. In other words, this twofold enlightenment that it mentions in the prayer refers both to Christ's healing this man's physical blindness, but he also healed the spiritual eyes of his soul so that he could become a son of the day or of the light. And as we heard in the Kantakion during the Matin service, since my soul's noetic eyes are blind and sightless, I come unto thee, O Christ, as did the man who was born blind. And in repentance I cry to thee, of those in darkness art thou the most radiant light. So when our ancestors Adam and Eve disobeyed God's commandment and were cast out from the Garden of Paradise, this brought about the fall of the whole human race. And so mankind went from a condition of being able to behold, you know, the other world and speak with God and see the angels and things, to where they could no longer see those things once they were cast out. St. Theophylact explains, every man is blind from birth, from the moment we were punished with mortality. A thick cloud covered our noetic eyes, like a cloak of flesh. The blind man whom Jesus saw, therefore, represents all men. He was unable to see his Creator, so God himself, through his tender mercy, visited us by his incarnation to visit the people which sat in the darkness of complete ignorance. So we keep hearing this word noetic. You know, that sounds like an unusual word, probably not something we use in everyday conversation in the grocery store line. You don't usually hear people talking about the noetic, you know, granola that they're going to buy, or the noetic milk and eggs or something. So noetic is an unusual word. It does come from the Greek word, which is nous, N-O-U-S. And in the scriptures, this Greek word is usually translated into English either as mind or understanding. Now, the Holy Fathers have described the nous as sort of the eyes of the soul, as it were. In other words, that higher part of our mind that is able to perceive and discern spiritual things when we are enlightened by God's light. And how do we get this? How do we be healed of our spiritual blindness? Well, for a start, St. Nikolai Vlimirovich once gave a simple but actually very powerful method for being illumined by God's presence. In other words, that part of our higher mind that can perceive spiritual things. And he listed three steps. He said, firstly, we must, with faith and longing, do all we can to come into God's presence. You know, so you have to want it. You can't just sort of go along and somehow God will automatically, you know, go, oh, you know, poor person here, let's illumine their higher part of their mind so they can perceive spiritual things. Because if they're not interested in spiritual things, they're not even trying, then he's probably going to wait until they get more interested. Secondly, we must follow the call and directions of the Holy Apostolic Church and the Church's fathers and teachers. So the Church gives us all the different things that we need to do, you know, all the prayers of the Church, the sacraments, you know, our practices of throughout the year of fasting and doing good deeds and so forth. And thirdly, only after fulfilling these first two conditions, we must, with prayer and hope, wait upon God to bring us to himself, and by his presence to illumine, strengthen, heal, and save us. So this grace that opens up our minds really comes from God, and that's something we can't really control. God's not really an ATM machine where we just sort of put our little card in, you know, and then he gives us whatever it is we pick. I need some enlightenment today, Lord, so I'll take 50 units of enlightenment. I mean, you know, He waits till the right moment and sees that we're ready, and then, you know, he bestows this upon us. And this is exactly what this blind man did in today's gospel. You know, he went to the temple and he asked for alms. And probably he prayed there, probably he heard about Christ. And so, also you notice when Christ comes to him, it's in this gospel, it talks about how he simply heals the man. The man doesn't even ask him. So in other words, Christ knows when it's the right time to open his eyes. So he anointed his eyes with the clay and the spit and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And notice how the blind man does not say, whoa, 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 hold on, wait a minute. What are you putting mud all over my face for? You know, why do I have to go to the pool of Siloam? I mean, if you're going to heal me, just heal me here. You know, what's up with this? You know, or, you know, this is pretty hard. I mean, this pool of Siloam's quite a ways off. You know, can't you see I'm blind? I can't walk there very easily. You know, it's really a hassle. And what if I fall down and get hurt, you know, and on the way there? But no, this man was obedient to Christ's command. He did not hesitate. He did not doubt. He did not question. He simply made his way to the pool of Siloam. And, you know, we've all heard of someone playing a practical joke on someone, you know, to make fun of them and to have a good laugh at their expense. I mean, how did this blind man know that Christ wasn't just making a fool of him? If we think about it, we can see that somehow he really had faith that Christ could heal him. Archbishop Andrew Rymarenko says that this image here is a model of prayer for you and me. He says, after all, we too are spiritually blind and cannot see the Lord, but we know that he exists. So let us call to him, cry out to him, begging for help. And let us not despond if this help is not immediately given to us. Maybe we still have a long way to go. Not an easy way, like the way for the blind man to the pool of Siloam. On this path, we might meet unpleasant things. Humiliations, like the clay for the blind man. You know, probably as he was going along, people probably made fun of him. Oh, look at that, he's got mud all over his face, ha ha ha, you know. So he had to endure all this, you know. And so Archbishop Andrew says, let us endure everything. Let us be obedient. Let us do what he orders us to do. Let us go the way that he showed us, like the blind man's way to the pool of Siloam. And here, when we have fulfilled all this, then the Lord will answer our prayer. And if it pleases him, we'll fulfill it. And the same will happen to us that happened to the blind man. I just want to close with a comment from Elder Cleopa. He was an elder in Romania that lived in modern times. He once said in a sermon on this gospel, this earthly life is short and it's full of suffering and misleading, and the heavenly life is blessed and full of eternal bliss. So let us renounce the sins that blind and kill our soul, and let us return to Christ. It is not enough to make the sign of the cross and say, Lord, Lord, for we need a spiritual and profound renewal of life. We are required to free the eyes of our soul from passions and to wash them off into the water of Siloam through the bath of confession and to follow Christ and his church established on this earth. So let us pray and be humble and reconciled with one another, and so by regularly attending church, doing charity, and raise our children in the true faith and love of God, we may become good Christians and true sons of the Orthodox Church and inheritors of the kingdom of heaven. Christ is risen.
Amen.